Alright, I've been recording in a little while, a couple of days. Just as well, you know, it's not good to make recordings when you really don't have much to say. Weather's been a little, what's a good word for it, dicey. Had some snow, was it yesterday? This is when it all melted. It's one of our typical snows. It was wonderfully wet. And it's not about an inch. And I was trying to listen around. There was a clicking sound. Didn't really know what to connect it with. Still don't have it. We're still getting a little bit of kind of a foggy sort of inversion deal going on. It's been warm before all this cold air. So I think we're still getting some of the cold air dropping down. And so it's affecting a lot of things. Got a lot of haze on the horizon. But it's perfectly clear when you look straight up. So it's kind of interesting. The weird circumstance of it being a little bit more humid than normal. And, well, anyway, so. Well, let's see. What's gone on? I think I already talked about Foreign Service stuff. Since applied for a few more jobs. Right now I'm in the midst of larger stuff. I always find it useful to go through a rather detailed application process. Right now I'm doing it for the United Nations, which is funny because I did this not more than about a year and a half ago. But they are now using a new system, and there is no transition from one system to the other, so one just has to redo the whole thing. I find myself hearkening back more and more to my more contract administration work, where I did some sometimes I call it the home ec work, but it really doesn't end up being that. Well, home ec's so broad that you can do a lot of things, and it is informed by it. Harking back to my child development work, to role program creation, development, program analysis, things like that. Sadly, as I'm going through the process, I see more and more that I probably need to chunk up those things better so that they can fit into different into different slots better. Because it really was kind of a progressive thing. And when I put down that I started this in 1993, it causes a problem. It tends to dump it down to be to the very bottom, and it makes what I've done look a little bit less productive. It makes it look like I did some really fantastic things in 1993 and I stopped doing them. And so I think we need to chunk that up a bit more so that we can throw a little bit more, I don't know how to say it, throw a little bit more of a timeline into it, make it work a little bit better. I am an odd person. I don't know how to nail down exactly my abilities, what I consistently can bring to the table, which is, I think, I wouldn't call it so much a jack of all trades as much as it is, throw me into a circumstance and I'll be able to generate the necessary expertise to do a good job. I don't know if that is kind of a front line sort of circumstance. For being able not only to do program administration, but to do program delivery too. Always kind of wondered what you would do with kind of a MacGyver sort of a person. But more of a program MacGyver. You drop a guy in, you say, we want you to go into this community and we want you to figure out what this community needs and start building up a program to assess and handle that need. And it may only be short term. It may be I'm the first one and I make the first initial analysis of what needs to happen. And then file a report and figure out what kind of resources need to be allocated, what needs to hit that ground, I find, I'm poking around a little bit with foreign service, the more I look at it, the more almost kind of petty it seems to be. I would rather not be arranging the soirees for this or that. I don't think I'm a particularly good representative of the United States. If you've read any of my recordings or read some of my writings over the years, it's not It's not particularly, oh, isn't America wonderful? It isn't to say that America is particularly evil or particularly bad. It's just become an interesting kind of insular mammoth that is either navel-gazing or that is lashing out against pinpricks. And the thought of having to, on some level, justify these kinds of, you know, these kind of reactions, trying to make them sound like something that should be, that is respectable, is, I'll tell you, I'm struggling with the concept that this is what I would have to try and do. And the fact that I would have to say that most aspects of the job would quite likely be philosophically difficult for me. And not saying that under any circumstances these things wouldn't be true. I almost feel like I need to try and get involved in foundation work, perhaps. Some foundation who wants to do something, who wants to get involved in something international. I really got this urge to get out of the United States. Not necessarily permanently. But that the United States doesn't really need what I have, particularly. I almost feel like kind of an explorer in quasi-pristine territory. I know that's not honest, but or that's not the reality anymore. Except to say that you know, people say, "Oh well, he thinks outside of the box." I don't think that's really speaking honestly about the circumstance. It's much more likely that the honest thing to say would be that I was never in the box to begin with, and that my almost otherworldliness, and you can ascribe it to as many things as you like, you know, autism, anything like that. Then I will that I live outside the box. And it would have to be an organization that also says we need different solutions to situations that confront us. And we need somebody who can speak to these impressions. So I I don't know how to describe that succinctly. I don't know how one would make such a thing happen. My primary need is that wherever I go, my family goes with me. And that this be somehow figured out. Or that I get payment sufficient to allow this to happen. So that I don't have to fret money. My needs are almost, I think it'd be honest to say, my needs are practically nil. Guy, okay, it goes through there. How's my thing doing? Are we still recording? We are, good. Boy, I just got a nice little hit, nice little shock. I didn't know that this thing was also had enough metal in it that it would snap off. So I'm not sure I want to go through this little barrier here, but I did. Okay. Golly, that was a good hit. And of course, boy, that'll keep your heart going a little bit if you felt like you were getting a little, if you feel like your heart was defibrillating a little bit. You don't have to fret that anymore. I don't think there are any cows where I'm walking right now. So I'm going to walk in a little bit further. Although I see hooves. And cows, by their nature, are skittish, scary, and they're big, and they aren't scary, but they're big, and they're nervous, and if you treat them interestingly at all, you can't bother being killed by them. Not because they want to kill you, but because they're just nervous and freaky and tendency to run in huge packs causes some serious issues. Okay. Well, regardless, continue to walk and talk. So I'm trying to get all this kind of worked out in my head to see what to do with myself. And I don't fit into a convenient hole. Nor do I want to. I think that's what comes from the whole idea of, and they go, well, you just need to continue on with your technical career. And you go, no. I said, I really don't want to go on doing that. From this point, I would need to specialize, and specialization isn't necessary or needed. I think the Foreign Service was tempting because they would pay you and process you, and basically say, okay, you know, we're going to put you into this, not, you know, we're going to put you into this circumstance. And we need information from the ground. We need your take. This is what we'd like you to do. And in that doing, what we want to see. Alright, we're coming up on 8, which is in much better shape, and I don't think I want to really get into it. Interesting. Interesting. They buried under the ground, but it doesn't look as if they really... Oh, okay. Oh, that's what electrifies it, is the fact that they passed a wire under the ground. Boy, it's got to be heavily insulated, of course. That would be necessary. Okay, boy, and they got this little sparkler on the end that if you try to get anywhere near that thing, it'll give you a good kick. So, that's not interesting. I'll turn and make my way back. Try to pass through the other gate. Kind of a life MacGyver, almost. He used to call me Office MacGyver a long time ago. Way back when I was just finishing up college. Just because I seemed to know enough about things or how things work or understanding enough of design psychology. The first thing you have to know about almost everything in life is the fact that nobody attempts to make something intrinsically difficult. It may seem difficult because of circumstances, but nobody wants it to be that way. People love simplicity, and I do too. My circumstance is such that, I guess, the whole scheme of way that I tend to integrate the information that I get seems to work pretty good. As I've tried to keep up with international news, especially in relation to foreign affairs in the United States, I'm not making particularly good progress there. I'm not feeling myself very animated by it. And you need to be sure what you're getting into, especially if it's like the Foreign Service, where they anticipate it will be a career for you, that you will do this until you stop working. You better make sure that it's the right thing and it's really what you want to do. I have faith that I could take the... I'm going to take the Foreign Service test, of course. So I'm not going to be on any level upset if I don't pass it, for the reason that, I don't know, it may lead on to something else. I'm still hoping it's a Shetland thing, so I need to continue working on writing the family ascendancy stuff. Try to see where this comes in. It is a bit of a break with normal life. In hoping to stop people from... This is the only electrified part. To stop people from taking the tack that there are only two real entities that need to be concerned with: the individual and the government, and that everything else can always be put to one of these things. The individual feeds on government, or no, the government feeds on some individuals and have criteria upon which those entities are fed upon. And then, how do you say it after that? Golly, I'm not even sure how that gets done. And I guess the philosophy is that government is supposed to return that feeding back to people through services. Apparently it's supposed to be something along the lines of the economics of scale. And that I don't know how germane that whole thing is. I think the framers of the U.S. Constitution were grappling with it, and I think they came up with a decent take on how such a thing could work. What would justify having a larger government? Now, we have wandered so far from that, it's almost pathetic to even speak of the Constitution. But I think it was a good model to say, what kind of government can we choose to have? I always felt good about don't know. I kind of lost my train of thought and thinking about the whole thing about, gee, what on earth should you do with yourself? It all seems to go back to writing. Writing has some good aspects to it in that you can make yourself a decent income and provide all these things for yourself if you would have the power for all of the risk of paying for a download to your tablet or to your phone or to some kind of e-reader. And I think that that's really where time and effort needs to be invested. Instead of trying to find an entity that wants to hire me as myself, I don't know if such an entity even exists. Much simpler to throw the concepts out there in such a way that people can almost vote with their with their e-books. Throw me $4 or $5 at a pop, and I'll gladly work on these sorts of issues. And then who knows what will happen after that. Maybe I'll even have the resources sufficient to do these, to try some of these things. Keep talking about them. And not try to come off as a scholar. Every time I think about going to have to buy new suits and stuff like that, it's like, I'd rather eat dung than do that. And being a leader, it's always been a thought leader, not the boss. Frankly, that's something I'd just as soon leave to other people. I'd rather inspire them than do their job. How about that? I've probably got the perfect job right now for making that kind of stuff happen. Even under the circumstances where they say, well, you can only work so many hours a week. I mean, that's not so much of a problem. It's like I took a pay cut. Not like I had a reduction in my benefits. In fact, I think the university is obliged to pay more toward my benefits than I was in the past. Not such a bad trade-off toward what I'm up to. Well, regardless, So I just need to keep riding. Keep throwing my stuff out there. Keep putting books out in the ether and see what happens. Let God continue to work on those efforts as opposed to other things. Perhaps I'm not the diplomat for a country, but more for a concept, an idea, a philosophy. And that philosophy is the family, the natural family. There's already a World Congress of Families. Things are building up on this front, and we need to to hang with that wave. I feel like I'm almost getting kind of distracted here. I probably am. So, as things stand now, let's just run with this situation. Let's make this thing work on a certain level. So, I think it's a good thing to do. So I need to stop my job search. I don't think it's interesting. Let's let Foreign Service play itself out. But let's instead work on something a lot more expansive. It's time for J.B. Philosopher to start busting his chops a little bit more. And see what comes of it. But these are days when a poet or a novelist can really do some amazing things just in the realm of being really crazily independent, and then take that independence and put it somewhere. Maybe I will ultimately leave the United States. Who knows where I'll head. Perhaps an independent Shetland still. Perhaps that's still a possibility. It seems like that many people have come to the realization, at least there, that they're just going to have to cut back. That their rainy day oil fund should be seen as a buffer, not as some kind of investment tool. That it gives them the opportunity to reorder to reorder circumstances. I think the mist is starting to bake off a little bit, although it's still not very warm at all. It's not freezing, and I think that's the big thing. So let's continue to do those things. And we'll see what comes of it. And the ideas and the concepts that we've come up with, hopefully will strike a chord. And be able to learn some sort of thing. I'm not sure to profit me on some level. I made $10.18 last year. Let's see if we can top that this year. And not give away this stuff for free. If they want to look at it, hey, they certainly can. But the price of admission is the same for everybody. You know, you have to download it, stick it on your computer, make it work. Anyway, so. There's my thought after thinking about all this stuff, about what I should do with it. Is that the world is such a place where a person like me can do it alone. At least enough to take whatever job I need to. I don't need to get weird about it. Okay. Did I get the right key? Nice walk. Took me 50 minutes. Well, less than 50 minutes today. But that means my recording's still going. It says 44 minutes here. That's usually pretty accurate. Anyway, good deal. Hopefully we'll get some indication how things are going. Got to get leased up and going here pretty shortly. And, well, I'll take care of the things. And I'm starting to babble, so it's time to stop.